Now they have them, the grindstone, they have them now, they run by with a little motor, electrical motor, and they call it a carborundum stone. But same thing, it's just a lot finer and harder now. Those others were great big ones, and it would take you longer to sharpen. Sure, outside, right. And you sharp. And you had to have them, you sharpen plows or scooters and scrapes and little parts to the disc, to point to the disc, and axes, and you couldn't sharpen a saw with them, anything like that, but holes, and that was what you sharpened your hole with. And right, and you use it just like you would use a file and sharpening things. Put shells or cartridges. If it's a rifle, you put cartridges. If it's a gun, you put shells.
What's the
musical
instrument you think is like a Juice harp? Okay.
You see a lot of those. You don't see
what
many now.
Okay.
It was a harmonica. It was a harp. And they do it by plucking it, right. Well, in a way like it, but they use the fingers and so forth.
Like
with your fingers and so forth, you kept moving your finger real fast. And you had it in your mouth. Where a harmonica, you just used your mouth. That was all. Oh, you just held the harp up with your hand was all. But other way, just like you're doing. That's right. Moving those fingers real fast. You don't ever see any of them now, but yes, so. Right. You used to use them a lot.
Okay, in a barrel or a keg, what are the metal things that go around the barrel itself?
Oh, the metal things that go around are hooks. That what that does, it just holds it together. The wooden part is the wooden that made up the, what they call staves, and the hooks hold the staves together, and that forms a barrel.
Okay, what are some of the things that they would have in the kitchen in regard to like the dishes, and what would Odie do after you ate at the table?
She'd wash the dishes.
And after she washed them?
She'd put them away, dry them, and put them away. What would she do? Rinse them?
Okay. What would she use to dry them?
Your towel, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's my waist on
it? A drying towel?
Dry cloth? Okay.
A dish towel, yeah.
Okay, what do you call the cloth used to wash your face?
A face cloth, bath cloth or face cloth?
Yeah, to dry your body.
Towel.
Okay, if you can't turn the water on, it's been
cold
that night, what's
happened?
Frozen?
Okay.
What's frozen?
Frozen, there's ice. Ice accumulated ice in the pipe.
And it probably will.
Be bursting, uh-huh. After you throw it out, it can burst.
Okay, after working at the farm all day, what would granddaddy do and
Well, first when they come in, they'd be really tired and bushed and really worn out. They would just sit down and relax. But after they had time to cool off and fed the animals, which was the mules, as I've always said, then they would call them in. My mother would prepare supper, and they'd come in and have supper. And then after supper, then they'd sit out on the porch. After they'd wash, up and sit out on the porch and just enjoy themselves, and then.
What time of the day?
Well, this would be late in the afternoon, around sunset in the evening. They'd come in before the sun went down. Well, we could say sunset, and in the morning they'd get up. Actually, they'd stay up and sit up maybe till 9 o'clock at night, and they'd be up in the morning before the sun would rise, before sunrise, which would be. Of course, according to the time of year, and you'd see the sun be coming up, or 5:30, 6 o'clock, according to the time of year, so they'd be going again early the next morning.
Okay, if you see the sun coming up, it is
the sun rising.
Sun
is going to rise.
Okay, and if it's
going down to
sunset.
Okay, sunset yesterday.
Okay, and then yesterday,
sun rose rise. Yesterday. Sun rose.
Okay, Brandon, his next birthday will be high.
Would be 3 years old, 3 years of age, his next birthday.
When did Susan graduate from school?
Susan graduated from school, oh, I'd say about a year ago. About a year ago she graduated.
Okay, if it's been real rainy and ugly and just been a lot of thunderstorms, is sun and sun come back, you say, oh, it's
cleared up. It's cleared up. Bad off, cleared up, all terminology, same thing.
If it's not a downpour, but it's just raining a little bit.
It's a drizzle. Yeah.
And if there's a lot of mist in the air, it's what? Not really mist, but it's gray mist. It's
foggy, foggy, I'd say. And you'll have more of that in the fall of the year.
If you're in the car and you want to get out to go to church or wherever, and it's just raining hard, what do you say? When would you get out of the car and run?
Well, you just when it rained or lets up or slacks off.
Okay, in your house, where did everybody gather at night?
We have a sitting room there, a sitting room. I reckon it'd be similar to what we call a den or family room today. But a different lot of weight, but a regular sitting room where we'd sit and enjoy and talk and fellowship.
Okay.